BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The US chip maker Nvidia has suffered the biggest single day loss in US market history as investors respond to the development of a low-cost AI chatbot by a Chinese company. Its value fell by almost $600 billion. There were big losses too for its rival Broadcom. Our business correspondent Michel Fleury has more.
All of this is because of this made-in-China AI model, which is a kind of free assistant developed by the company DeepSeek that essentially nearly matches the performance of American rivals like OpenAI's ChatGPT, but it does it using less powerful chips, less data, and it costs less. And that is seen as a game-changer, raising questions for Wall Street about how much hardware will be needed going forward, but also more broadly about America's dominance of the AI revolution.
A government official in the Democratic Republic of Congo has announced that the army now controls most of Goma and the country's east. Muhingo Nzangi said the military had dealt a major blow to the Rwandan-backed M23 rebels. However, the rebels continue to claim they control the city. Emery Makomeno is in Kinshasa.
The government have asked the population to stay indoor and avoid looting. And in Goma, it's been very difficult to talk to people because as we speak, the internet has been shut down and life has been very difficult because people haven't gone out. So there is no water, there is no electricity. There is an internet blackout as of this afternoon. So the situation is still very, very volatile.
Hamas says more than 300,000 displaced Palestinians have returned to devastated northern Gaza since Monday morning. Streams of people have been making their way to what remains of their homes on foot. Lucy Williamson reports from Jerusalem.
More than 500,000 people were displaced from northern Gaza during the war, but the home many returned to was rubble, a vast concrete desert burying shops, businesses and homes. Satellite images suggest three-quarters of Gaza City's buildings have been damaged or destroyed. Hamas officials have called for 130,000 emergency tents to shelter people. Gaza's displaced, still homeless, even after coming home. This truce is slowly taking hold, but talks on extending it into a permanent ceasefire haven't yet begun.
The Hungarian foreign minister has accused the EU of trying to escalate the war in Ukraine and of undermining President Trump's peace efforts. Peter Szijjártó was speaking after the EU renewed the sanctions it imposed on Russia for another 6 months, once Hungary stopped holding up the move. Mr. Szijjártó said his government would not allow any sanctions running counter to Hungary's national security interests. BBC News. Poland has hosted a day of sombre ceremonies to mark 80 years since the liberation of the Nazis' most notorious death camp, Auschwitz-Birkenau. World leaders ended the main event by laying candles at an empty train car, which was once used to transport prisoners to the camp. President Trump has said he'll be asking Congress to fund a big increase in spending for border security. He said his administration would need money to recruit more border staff and fund infrastructure, as well as resuming building a wall along the border with Mexico. He was speaking in Florida to Republican members of Congress.
Our plans to totally and permanently restore the sovereign borders of the United States once and for all. This should include full funding for a record increase in border security personnel and retention bonuses for ICE and Border Patrol.
Venezuela has announced it will hold parliamentary and regional elections in April. The opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado, has called for a boycott. She says the opposition shouldn't take part in any elections until there's a proper investigation into fraud allegations in last year's contested presidential poll. A Nigerian man has been extradited to the United States to face charges in connection with the sextortion of a teenage boy who subsequently took his own life. Hassan Bun Hussein Abolore Lawal allegedly posed as a young woman in social media and coerced the victim into sending him compromising photos. A woman's been arrested in Britain on suspicion of using a series of disguises to take citizenship tests for other people. She's accused of sitting exams on behalf of at least 14 applicants, both male and female. Police say the woman, who's in her 60s, wore wigs and altered ID documents to evade detection. BBC News.